back to Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKNJ. Let's play it, baby. Let's play it. It is the Joe Hagenmiller bump music. And it's a huge weekend for Joe Hagenmiller on the Michigan Tech Nordic skiing teams. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Pretty good, Derek. And yourself?
I'm doing great. And, well, first of all, let's talk a little bit about this past weekend down in Ishpeming as the women take third out of eight teams. The men were fourth out of seven teams down at the CCSA Championships in Ishpeming. Your thoughts on that weekend, Coach?
Well, I think we were maybe a little bit flat with that off weekend. I may have had the team train a little harder than they should have for ideal performances last weekend, but hopefully that'll pay off this coming weekend. And then, like Alice Flanders, she felt really good with her fitness, but had a couple falls. Each day she fell once and ended up breaking some equipment on the skate race and lost a pole on the classic day. So when you have that kind of stuff happening, that's not really too good. But we're more optimistic for next weekend.
Saturday you kick off the individual start classic. In the regional, and then so you have the classic on Saturday and the freestyle on Sunday. Me and you talked personally a little bit about the course. What does your course give you as an advantage, and what do other teams like about the course you have here at Michigan Tech?
Well, everybody likes coming to town because we've got a great crew of volunteers, great groomers, and we really have the infrastructure to put on a first-class race. So the other teams enjoy coming here, and our trail system has been really well designed, and it really offers a fair competition for everybody. For our team, it's a big advantage because this is where we train on a daily basis, and we know each pitch on each climb and how steep it is and roughly what techniques to use based on what the snow conditions are like and that type of thing. So it gives us a nice advantage to know that, okay, we've been here and we know how hard you can go on this climb and how hard is too hard and that type of thing.
Well, it's a great weekend set up. And do you lose any sleep over this, Joe, when you have to host such a big meet like this?
Well, I don't know about losing sleep, but I don't get to go to bed as early as I usually do, and I got to get up earlier than I usually do. So once I actually get to bed, I usually sleep pretty good.
Joe Hagenmiller from the Nordic skiing teams, head coach, is with us. How many teams are we expecting then for the weekend?
I would think we'll have eight teams again.
Okay. And the snow conditions, obviously, I'm guessing, are fantastic, the trail conditions.
Oh, they sure are. Hopefully the weather starts to get a little bit warmer so everybody can go out and enjoy how good the trail conditions are. Because this cold weather we've had for the last 2 months now just seems to be getting pretty cold.
Well, it looks perfect. I'm guessing mostly, right now John D is saying on Saturday, mostly cloudy, high of 18. Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, that'll be nice. It'll be nice, stable conditions. It won't be too tough to kick wax on Saturday. And, you know, it'll be a little bit warmer, so it'll be a little bit more comfortable for everybody to be out there.
Joe, from each team, is there any individuals that you're expecting to kind of really be noticed this weekend?
From our team?
Yeah, from your team, the men's and women's.
For our team, I'm looking for Alice Flanders and Deidre Irwin to really have some good weekends. Hopefully they can do it. Then we've got three other women that can kind of bounce around in there, like Ulrika Axelson in classic skiing has really been going well. Lisa Koenig and Lynn Downham skating have been doing well. So I'll look for those gals to lead the charge for us. And for the guys, Raphael Bechtiger is improving each weekend, and that's great to see. And Matt Wong has been steady all year. Matt Dugan's starting to pick it up. So we'll look for all those athletes to race well, and everybody that's representing the Huskies, I'm sure, will be out there giving it everything they've got.
Well, we're excited for the races, Joe. We have the classic races on Saturday with the individual starts, and then Sunday we have the mass start freestyles. What do you look for in the mass start freestyles? You just got to survive that fin or that beginning, and then just get out and find your spot out in the middle.
Well, for the women, it'll probably be relatively wide open right from the gun as far as how the race is raced tactically. For the men, they'll probably go conservative for at least the first lap, and then maybe start picking it up the second lap, and then really going for it somewhere on the third lap where they figure they can make it all the way to the finish at the pace that is probably faster than what they would normally go for a 15K race pace.
All right, Joe. Well, you got a busy weekend, and we wish the teams the best of luck. And people can stop on by the Michigan Tech Trails. The men's 10K individual start classic race starts at 10:30 on Saturday morning. That will begin the NCAA Central Region Championships hosted by Michigan Tech. It's pretty awesome that we get to host this again, and I know it'll be a fun weekend. We'll have the results for you on Monday. Joe, good luck this weekend. Have a lot of fun.
Thanks, Dirk. And then let everybody know Sunday we start at 10.
Yeah, 10 o'clock on Sunday, the women's 10K mass start, and then the men's 15K mass start starts at noon on Sunday, too. So stop on out for those. So two big days of skiing on the Michigan Tech Trails at this weekend. Good luck to Joe Hagemiller and the men's and women's Nordic ski teams, and that is Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93. Some big promotions going on this week for hockey. Students, right, can start. Talk about that a little bit, Callan, if you could.
Yeah, we have the student organizations that you can come in and register, and if you get 100% participation, you can win some prizes for your group. So get signed up and get to the games and get your name down, show that you were there, and support the Huskies. For the men's and women's basketball team, we have the Pink Zone.
Right.
So the Huskies are going to wear warm-up pink T-shirts, and they will be auctioned off for a minimum bid of $20. So you can see what they're wearing on Thursday and place your bids, and then pick them up on Saturday at halftime of each game. So come out and support the men's and women's basketball, hockey, and skiing this weekend.
Yeah, and that, of course, all goes to breast cancer awareness and research, those T-shirts that are auctioned off. All right, thanks to Cal, and thanks to all the coaches. That is Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ. We'll see you at the games. Michigan Tech Hockey is home this weekend against Fairbanks. Huge WCHA matchup Friday and Saturday night. Michigan Tech basketball at home this weekend in Gleak play Thursday and Saturday. And, of course, the Nordic skiing teams hosting the regional championships on the Michigan Tech Trail Saturday and Sunday.